We read in the beginning of the book of Exodus. A new Pharaoh arose who did not know or like the Israelites who had come to live in Egypt, and he started spreading rumors about them. The Israelites are having too many babies, and they are going to take over our country. Pass it on. The Israelites are going to take over our country. They're our enemies. Pass it on. And soon, all over the land, lots of people were hearing talk of the Israelites, and they came to believe it. And they had rallies. Israelites, go home! Israelites, go home! And so it became somewhat easy for the Egyptians to start treating the Israelites terribly and then made them into their slaves. Build faster, you slave! Those pyramids built. Well, Pharaoh did not want any more slaves. No, didn't want any more slaves. He did want slaves. He didn't want any more Israelites in the land of Egypt. So he came up with a law. If any Israelite woman gives birth to a baby boy, the baby must be killed. So word spread throughout the land that this was the law of the land now. Anyone who dared to disobey Pharaoh's order, they themselves could be put to death. Well, there were two women who lived very near Pharaoh's palace. They were the midwives who helped the Israelite women when they were giving birth. Wah! Oh, good job, Mrs. Cohen, you have a healthy baby. Okay. So, these two women were named Shifra and Puah, and they were friends with each other. When Pharaoh came up with his new law that you must kill all the baby boys, Shifra and Puah met together to talk. Puah, that is terrible what Pharaoh wants us to do. How can we in good conscience follow this law? Yes, Shifra, the law is very wrong. Everyone thinks the Israelites are bad, but we've been working with them for years. And we know they're good people, just like the Egyptians we know. Well, what should we do if we let the boy babies live? Pharaoh could have us killed. Well, Shifra, I think that some things are worth risking your life for. I will not follow this law. I will not kill the boy babies. If I am punished, then so be it. I must follow my conscience and what is right. I'm with you, Puah. I will also protect all the Israelite babies who are born under my care. And so they did. The Torah says they let all the boys and girls who were born live. They are alive. But they were nervous. They knew that Pharaoh could find out, and that, in fact, is what happened. So out for a stroll one day, Pharaoh goes to the park. As the mothers are pushing, the Israelites are pushing their babies. There's a boy! Those boy babies were supposed to be killed. Call to me, servant. The two midwives, Shifra and Puah.
servant went.
And says, the Pharaoh wants to see you. It's time to go to the palace. They were very nervous, but they knew they had done the right thing. But they said to each other, we have to have something to say to him. What can we say? And they thought and they thought. And finally, Shifra, whichever, I think it's this one. And so Shifra said, I have an idea. Pharaoh was spreading rumors that the Israelites are totally different from us. So let's use that. We'll tell him that there's something really different about the way the Israelite women give birth. Well, I don't know if it'll work, but let's try. So they go into the palace, and Pharaoh says, what have you two done? Why did you let the boy babies live? Okay. Well, Pharaoh, you see, the Israelite women are so different from the Egyptian women, they give birth in like 2 minutes. So by the time we get there, whoa, yeah, I know you're shocked by this news. By the time we get there, they've already given birth, and it's too late, and we can't do anything about it. Well, all right, you may go. Well, the Torah says that Shifra and Puah were rewarded by God by increasing their families and giving them everything they needed for the rest of their lives. So that is the story of Shifra and Puah from our Torah portion this week, Shmot. So I have just a few questions for you about what you think about the story. So this is for children or adults, it does not matter. Shifra and Puah broke the law of their country. What do you think about them doing something illegal or against the law?
Well, since it was a good thing to do when they were saving people's lives, I think I would have done the same thing.
Okay, is that what you were gonna say? Sort of. Any other comments? Okay. I'm seeing a family connection here.
Okay, yes, Max.
I would have been dead if they didn't do that.
So if they didn't break that law, bad things would have happened. Do you have a comment? Okay. Do you remember? Okay, you can think about it. So how would you decide if you were going to do something against the law? How would you decide that you should break a law? What would you think about? Do you have an answer?
I would only break the law if it was meant for, if you were supposed to do it to like do the right thing like they did.
Okay. So how did they know it was the right thing though? So how, anyone over here before I run over to the other side? So how do you know in your mind that it's okay to do something that goes against the law? What do you think about?
Is it really worth doing? Like, is it good enough that if something happens to you, that it's okay because you did something right?
Okay, so I'm hearing people say it's the right thing, but how do you know it's the right thing?
Well, if the law was put in place to hurt a certain group of people, then you know that protecting those people is the right thing to do.
Okay, so that's one thing you would look at to judge if you should follow a law or break a law. Other? Yes, Shana?
Is it good or is it wrong?
Okay, and one more question. In Judaism, we believe that human life is precious and that every human life, including your own, should be protected. So what do you think about their decision to risk getting killed to break the law? Do you think it's okay in Judaism to risk your life for something? And what do you think it's right to risk your life for? I saw heads nodding over here.
I think it's right because instead of one person like not being around, there'd be more people than just the one person, so it'd build up to...
That is a classic philosophical, if you take philosophy in college, that's sort of a classic, you know, do you gauge it by how many people would die? So if one person risks dying, they could save lots of others. So you look at the numbers of people. That could be one way. That we could talk all night about this. Yes, Lauren.
You can help people that can't help themselves.
Okay, but do you think it's worth risking your life for? And when is it worth risking your life to help people? You're right, that's an important value, to help people. So it's kind of, there's no one right answer here. I wore my flats today, I was prepared.
As long as you know and you've thought about it enough.
Okay. Other comments on what you think would justify risking your life for?
If it was worth like a human life, if it was worth like a candy bar, it would not be worth it.
Okay.
But if it was like human life, it would be worth it.
Okay, so there are a number of things that are not worth risking your life for. It does say in Jewish tradition that if someone tells you to kill somebody else or you'll be killed, that you should actually be killed rather than kill somebody else.
Well, I guess my thinking on all of it is, can you live with the consequence? Like, can you live knowing that you could have made a different choice to have helped someone else? So I think your actions can be justified when you realize after the fact, could I still look myself in the mirror, feel good about what I had done, knowing I did, you know, something that hurt me or, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so thinking about the long term and how are you going to feel about yourself? And one more. Avery, you get the last word.
Like, let's say you're an only child and you're like risking to like be killed for another baby's life. You never know that if in the future that baby could have 5 children, mm-hmm. And it's just you.
Yes, so we learn in Judaism, it's a saying that if you save one person, it's like you've saved the whole world. And that, I think, Avery, ties in with what you were saying. So, the second book of the Torah, called Shemot, is the story of the beginning of the Jewish people. It's how we came to be a people of God. It's the very beginning of our story of how this happened, how we became who we are. This story, how interesting that our Jewish story begins with the understanding that the voice of what is right and moral and godly must come before anything else. And this story also includes gratitude for these two Egyptian midwives who risked their lives to save Israelite lives. And this story reminds us each year as we read it that we are grateful to the many non-Jews over time who risked their lives, who cared to save Jewish lives. For example, at Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, the Holocaust Remembrance Memorial, there are 11,000 righteous non-Jews who are honored there for risking their lives for hiding Jews during the Holocaust. So may this story of Shifra and Pua remind us of our gratitude to all who make sacrifices to save lives and remind us of our responsibility to care about and protect the lives of others in our country and around the world. Amen.